This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. This year, the team from Carnegie Mellon is offering an innovative way of looking at sustainable solar design by creating a plug-and-play housing product that employs modularity on a variety of scales, allowing users to configure and reconfigure their home as personal or family needs dictate. For the competition, the team designed Tripod. As the name indicates, this model has three pods: kitchen, bedroom, and live workspace. Meanwhile, the core houses all the home's utilities, including a bathroom and a laundry closet. What's different? The modular plug-and-play concept allows maximum flexibility and mass production. A raised floor system in the core allows easy access to mechanical systems, simplifying maintenance and system upgrades. The greenscape on the north side of the house, along with the green roof on top of the kitchen, is Eco Art, that grows many edible plants while acting as a rainwater catchment system. Collaboration with Germany's Technische Universität Darmstadt has developed into a shared green space between the two houses during the competition. Collaboration within the team has included students from Carnegie Mellon's School of Architecture, Design, Art, Drama, Human-Computer Interaction, and Business. In addition, the team has been helped by students from both the University of Pittsburgh and the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. When it comes to architecture and interior comfort, the modular nature of the house provides comfort through flexibility. Each pod of the home has a different zone for heating and cooling. A modular in-wall shelving system combined with standardized wall, ceiling, and floor panels allows the inhabitant to customize the interior to have storage on any wall surface the inhabitant chooses. All mechanical systems are contained within a central core, which allows living spaces, or pods, to be added or exchanged with infinite possibility. A southern courtyard lets in additional daylight while adding to the house's usable space and begins to blur the boundaries between interior and exterior. Highly efficient structural insulated panels provide the house with impeccable insulation. The R value of the insulated panels is 30. For heating and cooling systems, instantaneous water heaters are used for a radiant floor system. An energy recovery ventilator is used to decrease hot and cool air loss. Passive heating and cooling strategies have been implemented through the placement of operable windows and southern glazing. When it comes to lighting, including daylighting, glazing dominates southern walls to allow daylight and passive heating. Windows in the upper core, along with a skylight above the shower, bring daylight into the higher reaches of the house. Also in the upper core is an array of color-mixed LED fixtures. A mixture of fluorescent and halogen fixtures light the interior and provide task lighting. White LEDs provide exterior lighting at night. Solar energy is provided through a roof-mounted PV system that is rated at 6.88 kilowatt with 32 SunPower 215 modules. An Apricus solar thermal array provides domestic hot water with an instantaneous water heater as backup. The budget for the house had a total cost of materials and transportation estimated to be a little more than $378,000. After the solar decathlon, the 2007 Carnegie Mellon Solar House will become a permanent addition to the facilities in Powder Mill Nature Reserve, Pennsylvania. The reserve is an outdoor educational center and natural field station affiliated with the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, which hosts more than 40,000 people annually with a series of public programs and workshops for educational institutions. Powder Mill is also implementing a living machine that the team can permanently tie the house into, a completely biological process to break down wastewater. The house will be used primarily as an exhibit for sustainable living visitors. However, visiting research scientists will have the opportunity to stay in the house while doing field research. For more information about the Carnegie Mellon Solar House, visit www.cmusolardecathlon.com. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.